I don't know if you can tell if you're like a day one listener of the pod.
You probably can't.
You can probably tell that we sound a little bit different.
Yes, because we had a little upgrade to our equipment because we're still trying to figure out this technical difficulties. I apologize. Somebody said they didn't even listen to the last episode because the audio radio interference was so bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Like, it's okay.
It's okay. I mean, the last one was, we were really this close to not putting it out. But it was, I thought it was a good episode. And I was like, it feels like a waste of a whole episode. So, yeah,
exactly.
We did not want to do that. So we went to the store and we got some new mics. These are, I don't know if you know who Joe Rogan is, but this is the shit that he uses.
This is the shit that the top podcasters use.
Yeah. So I literally went in there and I was like, what's the best mic you have here?
Yeah. I do think you should be a little bit closer to the mic. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. But welcome back to the pod, everybody.
It's been a journey, I feel like.
Yeah, it's been a journey for us. The BTS, if you could see the behind the scenes of us setting up, because I don't know if you know, like if you're watching the video right now, the where we're sitting, what we're sitting on, it's actually a couch that splits into two. And normally this is not how our living room looks.
Yeah, it's not.
So when we start setting up for the podcast, it's not just like a press record situation. It's pretty much like an hour process of setting up everything. Oh, yeah.
You gotta move the couch from here to there, and then like now we actually have to have the laptop on the ground for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so we hope the audio is all perfect.
Yeah. And with that said, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, everybody. I'm one of your hosts, Alia.
And my name is Yoni Ikoto, and I'm excited for today.
I'm excited for today's episode because I feel like it's kind of a big topic.
I have a lot to say.
And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I have a lot to say, and then we get to it, and I actually say something completely opposite. Like, not just something that I didn't really think about saying before we started recording.
Yeah.
You know? I also want to address the elephant in the room. If you're watching this episode, and you're like, yo, what's up with Alia's hair? I did a little makeover situation. I've been on this getting my hair blonde journey, and every time I go get my hair done, I just get it blonder and blonder every time. So, this is like, you know, I'm a little bit more blonde, and I also decided to get some bangs. So, if you don't like it, don't tell me in the comments.
It looks
if you
nice.
Like it, let me know, because I need that confidence right now.
It looks nice.
You know, like when you have a new, when you did a whole new like updo, or like you just changed your look, you really are trying to hear some positive shit. Like if your friend changes their look like in a pretty drastic way, if it looks bad, you're not going to tell them it looks bad, right?
If it looks bad, am I going to tell them? Probably. I don't know. It depends what kind of friend. Like, is it just like my homie that I play basketball with? Or is it just someone that I consider one of like my best
Do
friends?
Do you comment on the fact that they changed up their look?
100%. As soon as I see you, I'm like, yo, bro. You don't even have to be changing their look. It can just be they got some new like shoes or a new shirt. I would be like, damn, that shirt is dope, or I like your pants. But you know, like
people, I'm not talking about like a new item. I'm talking about like they got a whole new, like if you went blonde tomorrow, or if somebody just shaved their head. Okay, yeah, that's a little extreme, but you know what I mean. Or if somebody just clearly changed their look, like they had blonde hair and now they dyed it black, something like that.
Okay,
where it's a drastic change, not that they have a new pair of pants.
Okay, and then you see them again.
And you see it. Do you call it out? Like, do
you have
like,
to say
oh,
something?
Nice hair.
You have to say something.
You have to say something, right?
Yeah, because if you don't say,
then it probably, then
they're gonna think.
I
like,
would think that you think it looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually happened to me before. Someone, I'm not gonna say who it was, but someone did something like about their look, right? And they look completely different. I didn't know about it. I didn't know that they were gonna do it. They didn't tell me about it.
Okay.
So
you see them with
so
a new
we
look.
Meet up, and it caught me off guard, right?
Yeah. Are you close to this person? Like, are you friends?
We're friends.
Like, what level of friends? Like, good friends? No. Or friends that, like, we know each other, and if we bump into each other, or, like, if it comes to it, like, we'll hang out, but we don't, like, hang out all the time.
No, it was, like, it was a long time ago. Okay. Like, way before I met you. This was, like, when I was, like, in college, right?
Okay.
And this was a friend that I used to just hang out with.
Okay.
And it was a girl. It wasn't a guy.
Oh, okay. So what did you do when you saw her with her nude look?
I didn't say anything because I didn't know what to say.
You didn't say anything at all.
I didn't say anything at all. And
do you remember what she did, like, to her hair? Her, like, what was it?
Like, if I'm too specific.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're listening or not.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Anyways.
So they changed something and.
Yoni always thinks that people that we know are listening. But I swear, like, people don't know.
I know.
And also, are you going to talk to that person again?
I mean, maybe. But okay. I'm just saying, like, I just don't know, like, who. Because, yo, believe it or not, there's some people who listen that know you very well. That will never tell you they listen and watch.
I mean.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
So anyways, I just didn't know what to say. And it's not that it looked bad.
Yeah.
It looked good, but I was like, And I felt so bad, like, the whole night. Because then you only have 2 minutes to say something or not say something.
And you can't say it later. Because, like.
You can't say it, like, 2 hours after you guys been hanging out. I'd be like, wait, actually, did you do something to. No.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Because now it seems like you were just overthinking it.
Yeah. And you also, like, what if, has it ever happened to you that somebody, like, you didn't say anything and then a little bit later they bring it up? They're like, did you not notice that I did a little something? Or, like, did you notice that I did this?
I would be like,
yeah. Has that ever happened to you, though?
No.
That's
no.
happened to me before.
Oh, my God. Thank God. That shit. Wait, that happened to you?
Yeah. That's definitely, I can't remember a specific situation, but I remember the feeling it made me feel when someone kind of put me against the wall and it's like, did you notice that this happened or like that I did this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's actually worse when it comes to someone losing weight or gaining weight or some. I mean, I guess gaining weight, you wouldn't really comment on that, but I think
the weight thing is tricky for me because.
Oh, it's so tricky.
If I see someone and it looked like they lost weight.
You would say like, oh, you're looking so good or something.
But you
right?
don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know if they were trying to lose weight or you don't know.
And also, there's this funny thing where I feel like people might want to try and lose weight. But if someone compliments the fact that, oh, you look so good. Like, did you lose some weight? They're going to get like defensive.
I don't comment on weight ever.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a good thing to not comment on weight.
I don't comment on weight. But speaking of giving compliments,
yeah,
I think if we you know, we're talking about confidence in this episode, mm-hmm. and I think one of the things that definitely, I don't know, are we jumping right into it that way?
I mean, I think we've had our intro.
Okay, cool. Something that I know that gives people confidence,
yeah,
is getting compliments from other people, even though it shouldn't be like that. I don't think it should be like that. I feel like you should just have your own confidence.
Yeah,
and we can get into that.
It totally plays a ginormous, if anything, 50% of it.
Like right now, you are, I feel like right now, you're the most confident you've ever been.
Why do you say that?
Because your hair looks fire, not to put you on the spot. I think your hair looks the most, like the best right now.
Okay.
And I feel like since we met, you've like, I think me and you both.
Yeah.
We both like leveled up in our, whether it's like style or the things that we like, right?
Like consistently every, you know, 6 months, it's a next level up.
But it gets
according
better
to
and
us
better.
Though, like, according to that's us. Just how we feel. And I feel like, honestly, that's all that matters. Like, if you think that something I did looks good, like if I change my hair and you think it looks good, if I am going towards like this fashion and you can tell I'm really into this thing and it looks good and you tell me it looks good, honestly, that's kind of the only opinion that I care about.
That's the only thing.
Because it's really, I don't know, it's weird. It's because I value your opinion, but not in the sense of like.
If you say I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the sense of, it's not necessarily because we're in a relationship. It's because I respect your level of style.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. Whenever you say like, oh, that's a fire outfit, I usually agree with you.
Yeah, same
and then
with you,
when
too.
You know what I mean? So then when you say that something I'm wearing, something that I did when it comes to my like appearance, when you say, oh, that's like really nice or look really good, I actually trust your opinion. And I know you're saying that just as a person and yourself rather than my partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I would never want you to say like, oh, babe, you look good or whatever, just because we're together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's interesting. Wait, so if I say that something doesn't look good.
You do that all the time.
So if you, let's say you like we decide to go outside and we want to go to like a coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm getting dressed.
Okay.
And then you put in your outfit together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you come out as in like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Right.
And then, you know, the look I give you when sometimes I don't necessarily, but I always let you wear whatever you want.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. But you just let me know.
But I just tell you, hey, babe, what if you put these shoes on instead?
Yeah. Or you just say, yeah, I don't know about these pants.
And I only say that you're free to do whatever you want. But I only say that because I know the shit that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I just always want you to look the best. Maybe you didn't think about this combo of like an outfit and pants.
Right.
So it's always good to have two brains versus one. And same with me.
Yeah. And I think sometimes because there's days where I can get dressed really easily, really quickly. And I just feel good with the first like outfit I put together. And then there's other days harder days where everything I try on, for some reason, it just doesn't work. I'm tired of these clothes. I can't wear these clothes. I'm so over these ones. I've been wearing this with this forever. And just something doesn't click. And it's some so days, funny because some days it clicks so fast and I'm like, this is it. And I feel great. And you're like, that looks fire. And I think you can also tell that whatever I put on, I feel good and ready to go.
Yes.
Because there's nothing worse than leaving your house with an outfit that you don't feel good in. And it might be an outfit that you wore 3 days ago, but today it just doesn't click with you.
Yeah. I think for me,
For you, it's the easiest. Like getting dressed.
I get dressed pretty quickly.
Like the quickest I've ever seen.
But that's because a lot of my clothes are just the same, just different colors.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't have a lot of like variations of like one with three buttons and one with like a zipper. Like my things is just like very just pants, shirt.
Yeah.
And shoes. That's it.
Okay. But I think we should get into, that's a little off topic there.
Yeah.
So what is confidence? Let's establish, my phone is not here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to pull up the whole freaking.
Okay. I mean, everybody knows what everyone confidence is.
Yeah. Okay. So we know what confidence is. I would describe, just to like start it off with, I would describe confidence as believing in your ability to do something.
Is it always ability?
Yeah.
Confidence with ability. Okay.
For me, the way that I describe confidence.
Yeah, that's true.
When. Yeah. I see confidence, where I identify confidence in someone else, and when I feel confident, is usually in a way that like they carry themselves and show that they believe in themselves and that they are secure in who they are. They're unapologetically like they're good.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question mark about anything when it comes to them.
I feel like even the most confident people, there's...
I'm just saying from the outside.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
Simply from observing someone, like you can just tell when someone's walking around, you can tell if they're confident or not. The way someone's speaking to you.
Oh, yes.
The way someone is just like, you can just tell that some people are confident.
And you can also tell when someone is not confident.
100%. That's what I mean.
Like working at the restaurant, for example, there's so many people that I talk to. And the second I start talking to them, and they tell me what they want to order, I can just tell this person is confident.
Yeah.
Like you can just feel the confident energy.
Yeah.
But then
sure.
You got another person coming in and she'll be like, hey, can I get an avocado toast, please? I don't know if it's like confidence or not.
I don't know. Those situations, like I wouldn't say those are the most important to have confidence in.
Yes.
I would say you can really tell if someone's confident or not based on their approach in a social situation where they don't know everybody at the place.
Especially if it's their first time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like if they don't know a lot of people there,
mm-hmm.
or if you're meeting them for the first time, or you're just saying like, oh, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. You're meeting them for the first time. In the first couple like sentences back and forth, you can tell whether or not they're confident.
You can, the first two sentences you can tell.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt confident going somewhere and then you meet some like another girl who's confident
and it makes me less confident
and then it makes you feel like, damn, I thought I was coming in here confident, but she's killing it.
Yeah, and for some reason, it actually lowers my confidence.
Oh, so now, damn.
Yeah, and actually, I never even thought about that before.
Why does it lower your confidence?
Because I get intimidated. I'm intimidated by also, her confidence.
But you're also confident.
Yeah, but the level of her confidence doesn't match mine. And I'm like, damn.
Does confidence...
Like, am I...
Does confidence, like, challenge you? Like, does it intimidate you when you see someone that has, like, extreme confidence?
Oh, yeah.
Even like, just you knowing that you're confident yourself.
Yes. That's when I see thing, somebody yeah. working a room, where I see somebody wearing, like, a fire-ass outfit that is fire, like... But it's also unique and it's kind of a little bit out there.
That's where I draw the line. Outfit to me, I've seen people with the most fire outfits and their confidence is not always there.
Okay, no.
Someone can have a plain t-shirt and blue jeans and can be the star of the show.
Okay.
You know what I mean by that?
Maybe, it's just like, yeah, I just meant more like when I see somebody being daring with their outside expression. If it's through clothes, if it's through like whatever they do with their face and hair and whatever like the outside is, the way that they choose to express themselves. Mm-hmm. When they really do it and you can tell it's unapologetic and it's really out there and it's really like sometimes in my head, I'm like, damn, they're doing way too much. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I wish I had the dare to go out there and wear like the shit that I want to wear. Because sometimes, you know how many clothes I have in my closet that I never wear simply because I'm like, these are too much for where am I going? Like, where am I going to do what? But then I see other people and I'm like, I wonder where the fuck they're going. And it's probably not anywhere that I'm not going. It's just that they choose to truly express themselves and wear what they think is fine,
yeah.
But what other people like me think it might be too much for wherever they're going.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I love when I see people like that. When I see someone that's doing something outside of the box, just walking outside, I don't have to agree with it necessarily. Just the fact that they're doing whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, salute to you. Yeah. That's dope.
Exactly. And I think there's something to be said about how confidence is both internal and external, in the sense that I would say that my confidence, it's so complicated though, because I would say confidence is
what do you mean internal?
Like your whole life, mm-hmm. It builds and builds and builds, or it subtracts and builds and subtracts and builds. From when you're a kid growing up, the way your parents treated you.
Oh, yeah.
The way children, like kids around you treated you. The way you experienced school.
That popularity. That has a lot to do with confidence.
Friend groups. Whatever hobbies you were into. Were you good? Were you not good? Did you fail? Did you succeed? And whatever you did as a kid. And then growing up and through life just like that. But I think so much, I can identify so much of my confidence started when I was young. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by internal and external is like, is it from within me or is it from the outside? Like, is it what I'm getting from the outside environment and world and people that is making me feel confident? Or is it me believing in myself?
How much of that do you think parents had to play like a part in that? But like, for example, when you were a kid and you were doing something good, mm-hmm. did your parents like praise your like good behavior, like good job this, good job that, or was it just kind of like,
I don't know if I specifically remember it being so explicit in that way, like, oh, good job or this and that. However, I do remember my mom saying not that long ago that the way she treated me compared to my sister, for example, was slightly different, and she can see how it actually affected our confidence. Because my sister was my mom's first kid, and my mom wasn't really like a very maternal mother. You know, she wasn't like, her children weren't her life. You know, she was still, anyways, that's how she describes herself. But she realized that the way that she didn't really tell my sister good job, or she didn't really give her words of affirmation, or she didn't really encourage her in the way that she did with me as being the third kid after it was my brother as well. And growing up, I was a really confident kid. And I truly think it's because my family, whoever was around me, the adults, they would tell me that I'm doing a good job. And they would give me attention. And I also think that's because I was the baby of the family. And when I was a baby and I was young, nobody else was my age in my family. So I had that attention.
Yeah.
And that attention did me good, because then I had a lot of confidence when I was starting to dance. I wasn't scared. I wasn't timid. I wasn't, you know, I never made myself small. I couldn't wait to make myself bigger and bigger. And I remember that feeling as a kid, and it carried on, you know?
Yeah.
You need to want some type of attention in order to do what I do. You can't be timid and shy and put yourself on the internet the way that we do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think, and that's where I think it starts as external when you're growing up, that it's whatever people around you are telling you and praising you and showing you that you're good and you're doing well and so forth, and you should believe in yourself. So it starts external, then you internalize it, and then you carry it on with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't think that anyone is born confident is what I'm trying to say. I think that it's how you are raised that really affects how you end up later on. You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone, I mean, that would be crazy if you just came out and then you're just like a confident baby.
I know, but I'm basically just trying to say that like your childhood affects you a lot.
Yeah, I think with me playing sports, I didn't have the type of parents to put me in sports. Like if I'm 5 years old, my parents didn't really put you in sports. I feel like just African parents, they don't think about sports when you're a baby. They just want to take care of you, make sure you're like not cold.
Food.
Yeah, make sure you eat good. So my parents didn't put me in like basketball or soccer. Like I had to like ask them, I want to play on this team. And, you know, at the earlier levels, you have to pay to join a team.
Yeah.
You know, so when they finally did, then, you know, I started playing like, you know, basketball and soccer and all that. But
where would you say that your confidence came from? Because I would consider you a very confident person. A very confident person in the sense like, you know who you are. You don't doubt yourself. You don't doubt your decisions about anything that you do. And you have confidence in, like, you don't see somebody else and like wonder, damn, should I be more like that? Or should I do more like this? You don't do that at all. And that takes confidence.
I'm trying to think if that ever really crossed my mind. And I'm automatically thinking about, okay, the stuff that I see on social media. I don't feel like I have to like maybe necessarily like unfollow people because I see they're doing cool shit all the time that I'm not doing in my life. For some reason, it just doesn't come like, that's good for them. Like I'm happy for them. Am I jealous of other people? Not really, because I'm just so focused on like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So if I see, let's say, another guy, right, and he's in a relationship and they go on vacation.
You always give this example.
They go on vacation.
That's not even what I'm talking about. Like,
no, I don't know. Maybe you're talking about just like how someone looks, for example. Or,
yeah.
No, like today I sent you a photo of Michael B. Jordan, right?
Y'all, Yoni DMs me on Instagram. He was at work. I'm also at work, but at home. And he DMs me this photo of Michael B. Jordan. He's like, here's your celebrity crush. He's making me want to work out.
I didn't say that.
Or what did you say?
just scratch that.
But you did say here's your celebrity crush. By the way, he's not. I just say that he is to make fun of him.
Can I tell people what you said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Michael B. Jordan posted a photo shirtless and he's been working out and he already made Creed 3 came out, right?
Right.
I think it's about to come out tomorrow or something, right? I don't know. So anyways, those movies really motivate me to go work out. Mm-hmm. Just the way he works out and like, I'm just like, this is fire. Like, I want to go work out.
Yeah.
So then I see the photos came out and I was like, those photos are fire. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but so I sent it to Ali. I was like, yo, here's your celebrity crush. And then I'm like, man, it's motivating me to like go work out again. Not because he's your crush and I want to look like him.
Oh, I wasn't really trying to say like that.
But when you're doing a podcast, you got to like explain things because people. So anyways, I'm going to watch it, by the way. So Alia brought that up. Did I bring that the Creed stuff up or you?
Yeah, you brought up Michael Jordan.
I brought that up because I would say if I wasn't confident, I would never send my partner a photo of another man
who looks that good, which I mean for me it's a little much, but like he looks great.
First of all, I don't think he looks that good. It was just kind of like a joke that I sent.
No, he looks good, but I think he's also overrated at this point.
Yeah, no shade on Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, if I saw him, I would love to just touch his body a little bit.
What?
I mean, I'm sure you would. In that photo, would you not want to just like?
Okay, guys, this is taking a left turn. Can I drop some names too then?
We're just honest. But why is it always that? Like, why can't it just be that? Why do you have to retaliate and if I could just squeeze?
No, because if you're going to touch somebody else's body.
Okay, it was. We were talking about him. We weren't talking about somebody else.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but if you saw him in real life, you would want to just touch that spicep.
I would not.
All right. Anyways, guys.
Completely threw me off.
We were talking about your confidence and where it comes from. And
yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I think being good at sports.
So knowing that you were just good at.
But I wasn't the best though, you know?
But you were still good.
Like I was good, but I was never. Depending on what teams I was on, but for example, with basketball, right? I knew I was good, but there were always better players than me.
But I think that can still bring you a lot of confidence.
No, it does, because I just knew like my role.
I wasn't the best dancer. I was not the best dancer, but I was a hella good one when I was dancing. I was like at the top. I knew I was talented. I knew I had the work ethic. I was good.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that. If anything, you also got to have confidence to like keep pushing through that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trying to get to the top.
Yeah. So I definitely think that playing sports helped me a lot with my confidence. And but other than that, I mean, I remember when I wanted to move to the U.S., mm-hmm. I spoke no English, but I had confidence to move to a different country and try to like, you know, pursue this basketball dream that I had.
Right.
I think that takes some confidence. Like you show up to a new school. Do you know that feeling when you show up to a new school and it's like the first day?
I mean, yeah, I moved to and I didn't. I mean, I think you spoke less English than me, but
yes, I definitely did.
I
love the first day of school.
Yeah, I don't.
And I know, like, if you're listening to this, everybody knows, especially when you're younger. You go to a new school and it's the first day. Everybody got that, butterflies, you know?
Yeah, for real. But I would, like, not sleep the night before.
What?
Yeah, like, I would be so, like, fidgety in my sleep.
Damn, yo, I would be so excited to go to school. Like, a brand new school in, like, literally a new country.
Hell nah. And, wait, you know what's funny that you mentioned that, actually? Because thinking back to it, when I moved to Canada... And it was right when, from Romania, I didn't speak a lot of English. And I remember, like, I was made fun of quite a lot at the beginning.
Used to be?
Made fun of a lot. Oh. Because of the way I would pronounce shit, the way that I would say things. And they're like, I have no idea what you're saying.
People still make fun of me.
Okay, but actually, like, I was ESL enough to where people would be like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Damn.
I would ask questions weirdly, whatever. But I didn't care.
I didn't care either.
I was like, I'm going to continue to say shit the wrong way. Yeah. You can still kind of understand me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so crazy.
No, I think it's very, very important to, like, when I learn something new, I love to ask questions. And I don't care when I make mistakes.
Yeah.
If I want to learn a new language, I remember learning English. I would watch interviews all the time. I would watch basketball interviews, Kobe Bryant interviews, Allen Iverson. I used to always only watch basketball interviews because that's the world I was in.
Yeah.
So it's like the language is always around like basketball terms. Mm. So like I would just, I don't know. So I would make mistakes but not care. See, if you want to learn English, for example, right? If you're listening and you don't speak English and you're learning, you can't be shy or you can't be scared to, like, you know how many people don't talk because they just rather like not make a mistake versus making one and learning?
Exactly. That's exactly. And there's people that told me, they're like, Alia, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong in the way you're saying it. If you continue to talk, eventually you will get to talk better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's crazy that we both kind of went through that.
Yeah.
You were 16 and I was 12.
And so now people can't tell that, I guess sometimes they can tell. I think
people can tell sometimes that you're not.
It's more with me than with you. Like you're
well,
like,
that's what I was also going to say. I moved here when I was 12. Yeah. So I picked up English very quickly.
Yeah. I think with me too, it's just like with certain words with English, I just can't really like pronounce the right way for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's also because of like speaking different languages.
I speak hella languages. I speak only one other.
Yeah. So I guess that gives me some points there.
Yeah. Again, back on topic, everybody. So I also think that when it comes to confidence, we often think about it in a very binary way. You're either confident or you're not confident. And I don't think that's right. I really think that confidence is like a spectrum mm-hmm. of how confident you are. And I also think that you can be confident while still having insecurities. Because we look at people are like, oh, they're confident. And you expect them to have nothing wrong. You look at models. You look at people that have all these things in their lives. They're actors. They're this. They're that. And then you're like, wow, they're so confident. They're so whatever. And then we're surprised to hear that behind the scenes, they're going through this. They're going through that.
And I mean, but that's just life. That's not confidence.
Okay. Okay.
You could be
bad example. Take a model, right? Take your favorite model, Kendall Jenner, right?
She's not my favorite model. She's up there, though. I would love to just...
To just what?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That went wrong. I meant to say what she said about Michael B. Jordan, but anyways.
No. But take Kendall Jenner, right? Everybody would say she's so confident. She's so beautiful. She has the dream job. She can get any guy she wants. She's got hella money. Like, she's confident. You know, you see her, the way she's walking around, she's strutting on the street, all the clothes she's wearing. That takes confidence, you would think, from the outside. But then you hear her on some interview with like Jay Shetty or something, and she's talking about all the ways that she's insecure and all that, and you're like, what? Like, it's as if it can't be both.
Yeah.
And I really think that there's certain things that you can be confident in. Like, I would say that I'm a confident person in certain things in my life. And on the most part, I would say I'm confident in the fact in my abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, I really believe and know what I'm capable of doing. And I believe in myself, and I know for a fact that I can do X, Y, and Z, and I can do it well. Like, yeah. That's something that I'm super confident in.
Yeah.
But then there's other things that I'm much more insecure about. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of one right now. The first one that comes to mind is just like my, you know, the body appearance and like body insecurities, stuff like that. That never really leaves me from being like in the ballet world and all that. But that's one thing that I feel like will always stay with me. Mm-hmm. And then there's other things that like even people commented, like sent us a DM saying, it's so weird to hear Alia talking about, when she's like not feeling confident, or when she's insecure at a party, or when she like has a problem with talking to people or something like that, that's showing a lack of confidence because she comes off as so confident in her YouTube videos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting to hear that, because I often look at other people and I'm like, damn, they're so confident, but they probably also have insecurities. Like, nobody's strictly just confident.
Yeah. I do think that the body thing that you talked about.
Yeah.
That's something that doesn't necessarily have to stay with you forever.
Mm.
So if you had to ask yourself, right, if I didn't have that insecurity, how would you like live your life? Like, what would you do differently? If you didn't have that one thing, what would you do differently?
Wow, that's a big question. If I wasn't insecure in my body, what would I do differently? I mean, one thing is I wouldn't think about it twice when it came to going in the pool or like having to wear a bikini. Like, anytime it's time to wear a bikini, summer comes around, or we just went on our little trip a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you were like, oh yeah, there's a hot tub there. My first thought was, fuck, I gotta wear a bikini.
What's
I'm like,
I don't get it. That's something that I'm just not gonna get. From
girls, if you're listening to this, you probably know what I'm talking about, and maybe not, and if you don't, that's great. But that's something that, like, for me, my even during the summer, my friends are like, hey, do you want to go tan like by the docks or by the beach or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I gotta put on a bikini. Like, it's just, I just know that when I'm gonna be wearing a bikini wherever I'm at, everything, like my mind, 50% of it is gonna be devoted to me thinking, am I sitting like this?
When Ali's talking about this, like that? It's something that to me is so small, but I don't have a place.
What you mean is so small?
Like,
what
whatever, so small? Whatever your problem is with bikinis and like wearing that stuff. It's not my body, but I know we talked about these things a lot.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like you so much wasted energy goes on thinking about that.
I agree. I'm telling you, 50% of my energy but when I'm wearing a bikini is going to that.
But you could just not even worry about that. And honestly, this is something that people don't even notice. It's just you coming from the super extreme ballet world.
I don't think it's true though, because I'm telling you, there's many
okay
girls,
so if
there's
you go,
many girls that I see girls when they're wearing bikinis and the way that they like fix themselves, or they look down and they're seeing that they're like slouching and that their little like rolls are showing, and I see them noticing it and then they straighten themselves up. I've seen that
what's
happen.
Wrong with it's your body when you sit down.
Yeah,
you,
but we're
you,
taught, we're built, and we're built, we're we're raised to believe that we shouldn't see that.
Okay, but that is something that you choose to actually agree with.
But it's so ingrained in our brains, Yoni. Like, it's not just
like you don't
so
think when I you don't think when I sit down, when I bend my whole body like this, you don't think there's a roll there. You don't think I have skin and fat on my body.
It's hard to explain. It's like, so that's hard. And that's what I'm saying. It's like it's not
do
it's
you know,
not healthy.
Do you know how much body percent you have to have for your body to do this, and there's nothing?
I know, but that's what
you gotta have, like
wants,
5%.
Like,
5-7% body fat.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's about the fact that like I can stand up straight and you don't see that.
See, now I'm gonna say something. You can worry about that. There's some people who have other things, and when they stand up straight, they still don't like how they look.
I mean, I'm sure that that's true.
But I don't know, yo. I don't know if this is just me, but like, I don't care if I was like super, super skinny. Oh, speaking of insecurities, I remember there was a time I was super skinny. Mm-hmm. And I felt a little insecure. Mm. This, you can see me as like this confident guy, but I remember there was this time where I think it was around right before I met you.
Okay.
I was going through a little dark patch there. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't eating right. I was eating whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wasn't even eating that much.
Right.
And I just know that I was losing weight. Like, usually I weigh 192, 93 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I was at like 170 something. Mm-hmm. At one point, I got down to 169. And I was like,
damn.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not good.
Okay. And what made you feel insecure? Like,
no, I just felt like, and I just remember like going, it was within, it wasn't really with anybody else, like outside of like looking at me thinking that I'm skinny. Mm. People always thought I was skinny anyways, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just me like, damn, I don't feel confident because I'm losing weight. And I was, and I just wasn't happy how like I was feeling inside my body. So I was kind of like ashamed of how I've been taking care of myself, and I was just like insecure in within myself. Does that make sense? For me, yeah. Insecurity doesn't really have to do with what other people think of me. Mm. It's just me and knowing that where I was,
yeah,
or like whatever my goal was,
yeah.
So. I mean, I don't know. And then I met you, and then like you saw the way I was eating. You was like, yo, you eating this and that? Why are you only eating beef and rice and no greens? Yeah. And then I started to eat healthy, and yeah. So that kind of how it happened. But I don't know. I think I had a point. I was making a point.
Well, no, you were just saying how I was talking about when I feel insecure, and then you talked about.
Yeah, but now like. These days, I just don't care what other people think.
I like, don't know, but it's also what I think. Like, it's also, it's a combination, I think.
Why do you think so? Why do you care so much about what people see if you go sit down somewhere on a chair? You have to sit in a certain way. So the two roles that you have wouldn't show. You know what's really dope? When I see girls sitting down and they don't even care about that. They're like, it's hot here. We're in Palm Springs and it's hot. Like, do you know how you look when it's 90 degrees outside and you're walking around with sweatpants and a hoodie?
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
And if you're out there and you're a person like who's doing that, I'm not even, do whatever you want, you know? But it's just after this episode, think about what you would do.
That question really got me. What would you do differently if you weren't insecure about that? I mean,
if you have like the perfect,
I would probably also not spend that much time like I wouldn't take so long to get dressed every time I get dressed, you know? Because sometimes you have like days where your body just looks differently. Like you just look in your body and for some reason everything is like magnified. Like you see all the little problems and insecurities. And then there's other days where I wake up and I'm like, I'm feeling fucking confident as shit. I look at myself and I'm like, you look fucking good today. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, it just fluctuates.
I don't know if it's different for men. I definitely think it's different for men than women because...
Yeah.
Actually, I can't even say that.
I don't know.
Because there's...
Because I wouldn't say, like, I think it's also unfair to say that, like, men, they are held to a certain standard as well. It's different. It might be... stronger, higher, whatever, but I just know that as a woman growing up, like my appearance and how I present myself on the outside has always been like a thing of importance. Like that's how you're raised, you see people around you, you see your grandma, your mom, whatever, everybody, all the women take so much time and care into how they look that you're thinking that's how it needs to be and that's how it is, and you just grow up that way. You know, so you can't really get away from that.
Yeah, I think now with social media, I feel like it definitely like helps as well.
Helps? What do you mean?
No, it makes it worse.
Oh.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't help.
No, it makes it worse. Yeah, it makes it worse. Your confidence, because you also start doubting your identity on top of everything.
Before you get into the identity thing, I just want to say that the stuff that you see on Instagram and all these models or whoever, a lot of it is edited. So you're comparing yourself to someone who has a waistline this wide.
Yeah.
But they do some editing on that. I personally know
they do some editing, or it's also a picture that they're like posing in specifically.
I know, but it's also a lot of editing. You know that you can like push your hip in.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's always.
I just want to tell you a story, okay, real quickly.
I think you already told the story about this.
Okay, but that was like second episode ever.
Okay, fair.
And I know you already heard this, but if you never did, I did a photo shoot maybe like a couple years ago. And this is like a girl on Instagram that has like a lot of followers. And I mean like a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And her page is a lot of like bikini stuff, showing off, you know, different parts of
her body. Yeah.
And she's like, hey, love your photos. Would love to do a shoot with you. I'm like, okay, cool. You know? And we do the shoot. And then fast forward, I send her the photos. Mm-hmm. She posts the photos on Instagram. She tags me. I go to see what I was tagged on. Mm-hmm. And I look at the photo and I was so shook.
Okay, why were you shook?
Her waistline was almost not there. Her ass just became bigger than, like, it was just so not what I saw. Like, I was there shooting the photos. And she looked good.
Yo, to me, it takes confidence to do that shit knowing that. Like, I wouldn't do that if I know the photographer is going to see that and clearly see that I edited that shit.
Oh, she didn't care.
She didn't care.
And she tagged me.
She's like, look at this.
And, you know, I never told a lot of people like the story, like in my personal life, or I definitely didn't say who it was.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's just shitty to do,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I would never say who it is, but anytime, like, I have friends send me, you know, if I get tagged in something, or like, I have this, like, a group chat, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, if they're, like, talking about, like, you know, a certain model, right? Or if they're saying something about, like, a certain shoot that they did, I'm like, bro, you have to know that a lot of this shit is not real. Or, like, whatever you think someone looks on Instagram, mm-hmm. it's not always like that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that was the story of the photo shoot. And I never shot with her ever again after that because I was just kind of, like, I wanted to stop doing those kinds of, like, shoots anyways.
Right.
But, yeah, so don't believe everything you see on the internet, kids, okay?
Yeah, and I
and
think
then, it's and, so- and sorry, and then you compare yourself to something that's fake.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's crazy the world we live in now.
Yeah.
And we also just bombard ourselves with so much of other people's life that we just feed on it.
We're you mean like social media?
Let me see what everybody else is doing. Let me see, did they work out? Did they have a smoothie? Did they go out with their friends? Did they have a cute outfit? Did they go out this weekend? All the things. We see everybody's life when we're truly not meant to see it. Like, we weren't meant to see everybody's life this way.
No.
We weren't meant to see strangers that we've never met and can see their entire life and actually the life that they choose to show us. Like, it's insane to even think about it.
Yeah.
And the reason why we almost bring up social media in every topic we have is because it's become so integrated in our life. It's like such a huge part. As soon as I wake up, guess what I do? I go on my phone and I go on Instagram. That's it. And that's also the only social media I use. When I say social media, I mean Instagram. which is crazy. But I think for me, the biggest impact it's had on my identity and my confidence in who I am. In my self-acceptance of who I am, of the fact that I became to doubt what I was liking in terms of clothing, in terms of activities, because in terms of music, in terms of lifestyle. I started doubting my natural choice and was thinking, but maybe like I should like this because I liked how it looked on someone else's page on Instagram. So I was thinking like, damn, like they're so cool for doing that. I wish that I was that cool. So then I start doing God. It's so weird.
But you
it's
everyone
so weird.
You know what's the coolest thing, speaking of about being cool, if you just do your own thing, so you actually like that thing that you like, that's exactly what makes you cool, because now maybe other people look at it and it's just like a fresh, it's not something they've seen before. It's something new. Because if you like what, you know, Kylie Jenner likes, everybody likes that shit because she's famous. She has influence. So now everyone is out here looking the same.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but you're right.
But if you like an orange shirt that nobody's ever worn, I don't know. I feel like I definitely don't have that problem.
Yeah. I think it's definitely a girl thing. So I don't know. It's just social media is kind of taken, like, that confidence. The confidence fluctuates so much. And sometimes it doesn't affect me at all. And other times it really hits me. And I'm like.
Yeah, I know.
I try to really.
I get so frustrated when I see you in the closet. Like, some days you'll just be like, man, nothing fits me anymore. These pants. I'm like, okay, cool.
No, it's not that. It's not that it doesn't fit. It's that I think it's, like, not cool. I think it's not interesting. I think it's basic. I think it's boring.
Okay, so just get some shit that you think is cool.
But then I keep buying shit, so that's not ideal either. Anyways, but should we talk about like ways in which
you can solve that,
build confidence?
Yeah,
just in general.
I think you have to look in the mirror, and because all of this is like, okay, ask yourself. This is what I would do. I would ask myself, what is my like, perceived obstacle? Because that shit is just not a real thing, you know?
What is my perceived obstacle?
Yeah, like, okay, I think that I don't have enough muscles, for example.
Oh, like, what is my perceived obstacle that I need to go past to be confident?
To be good, yeah.
Got it, okay.
Okay, so if I didn't have that thing, like I asked you before, so let's say I did have bigger muscles. What would I do differently in my life? And it's nothing. So why don't I just go ahead and do that and be happy right there? That's what I'm saying. Like those obstacles that we have, I wish I was skinnier. I wish I was bigger. I wish I was stronger. You know, sometimes in life, you're just not going to be skinnier. Or sometimes you're just not going to. You know what I mean? Like sometimes your body is just how it is. You can work out. You can get smaller or you can get bigger, whatever you want. But if I want to get super big, like, what's his name?
Yeah.
I'm just not going to get there because we have different bodies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I love just controlling what I can't control. If there's some shit that I can't do and I'm just going to be, like, if I wish that I was taller, there's nothing I can do about it. I would never worry about that.
I mean, yeah, that's just something you can't change, but.
But there's people who do. Or if I was shorter, for example.
Yeah.
I don't know. You get what I'm saying? It's like, if you can't control something, you just got to move past it and say, okay, this is exactly how I am.
I mean, and the thing with like working out and all that, it's like, that's something that you can't control. So that's why people try to like change their physique and all that. But I also meant more like confidence, not necessarily like in a physical way, more in a mental way. Because I think that... That's, if anything, that's more important.
No, yes.
That's way more important. Yeah, being confident, like being able to, like how do you build the ability to have the confidence to go by yourself, get ready at home, right? Put on a nice outfit, get yourself ready. You go to a nice restaurant you've been trying to go to. You ask for a table for one. You go and you sit through a whole meal by yourself and you drink your wine, you eat your good ass food, and you have the confidence in yourself to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you build that?
Do you think that takes a lot? Do you think that takes that much confidence?
Yes.
To go to dinner by yourself.
You know how many people don't do that because they don't have the confidence? They feel like people are going to think I'm lame. People are going to wonder like, damn, why is she here by herself? And like all that shit.
You think it takes that much confidence to do that?
I think it takes a good amount.
I don't think so.
I think...
I really don't think so.
Why do you think so many people don't do that?
Because they would rather go with someone else. No?
I think that if people were more confident, like, I just know that that is a thing.
I just don't think it's a confidence thing, babe.
Okay, what's the thing then?
I don't know. They just rather go with someone. It's like a social event that you do.
Okay.
Hey, let's go grab dinner. If I want to go by myself, I would literally go by myself. I've never done it, now that we speak about it. Mm-hmm. I've never done it. Like, I never had dinner by myself because it never crossed my mind to make it a thing to go get dinner. But have you?
I guess not.
Right. But you're confident, right?
I'm not confident enough to do that, though. Like, I wouldn't, like, I would feel like even if I wanted to go to a place and do that, I think I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want people to be looking at me like, why are you here by yourself?
I have an amazing idea. This weekend, you're going to get dinner by yourself. I'm getting dinner by myself. On the next pod, we're going to talk about it.
Damn.
I've never done that in my life.
Do you want to do it, like, at the same time?
Same time.
Shit.
Are you down?
All right, I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down for the challenge.
I've never done that. So let's just see. And I mean, we don't have to go to the same place.
No. Obviously. We would go to two different places.
Yeah. And then just talk about it next week. That would be fun.
Damn. And we're going to call the episode Table for One.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess my example, it's not so much about confidence. But what about, like, what I meant to say is that there are people in my life that I try to build up their confidence. I'm trying to, like, I can see them struggling in certain social situations that I'm like, you, like, what they're lacking in this moment is the confidence to just stand on those 2 feet and be like, you can just tell when someone's confident. You know what I mean? Like, you're having a conversation with them and you can just tell, like, they know who they are. They trust, like, what they're saying is good and worthy of speaking. And then you compare that to when someone else is speaking and you can just tell, like, they're not really sure. They're kind of saying something, but they're almost ready to take it back. They're not just standing on their 2 feet with their opinions.
And it's not even something that you can necessarily, like, all the things that you listed are valid, but it could be so many other things.
Yeah.
Someone could just be like, I don't know, like, if someone wants to be funny all the time, mm-hmm. to me, it's like a lack of confidence somewhere.
They're overcompensating.
Yeah. And I might be wrong, I don't know. But I just think that it's always very easy to tell when someone is just trying way too hard.
Yeah.
To be the cool guy in a room, to really stand out. Mm-hmm. A confident person to me would just chill on the table, talk to someone. Now,
chill on the table.
No, not on the table. Chill on the chair. And I don't know. And just kind of like, to me, if you want to be cool, if you want to just do you. And I promise you. If you're just worried about what you're doing, people are going to look at you and be like, they're chilling. Like, they're not worried about wanting to be funny, cracking a joke, drawing attention to themselves. To me, all those things are like traits of someone who's maybe not as confident.
Yeah.
Like, if I go somewhere, I know who I am. There's things I want to do. There's so many things I want to achieve. There's so many things I haven't done yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm confident in everything that I'm doing. I don't really need validation or like a whole room laughing at a joke that I made. You know, some people, when they crack a joke and the whole room laughs, it makes them feel so good.
I mean, to be honest, that makes me feel good too.
It makes me feel good too. But that's not what drives me. That's not what I, like, you know?
No.
Like, I don't...
It does give me a boost of confidence there. I'm like, I'm funny.
Yeah, but no, like, not really, because you don't need that. But there's some people who leave their house and be like, yo, today I'm going to be the funniest guy in every room.
I don't constantly do that, you know?
No, I'm talking about the people who...
No. I'm just trying to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope not.
Because I think that if you're somebody that constantly tries to go back to back, like piggybacking on the laugh before, and they try to like maybe say it again, it's like,
it's not funny anymore. Yo. Yeah.
So,
my advice would be 100% who you are. And that's already unique. There's no one like you.
Yeah.
So if you're into, I love people who tell me about the weirdest shit that they're into.
And you can just tell they're really into it.
Yeah. And if someone is really into plants, which is actually a lot of people, let's say if someone is really into like lamps, for example, different shapes. I don't know if you guys can see this weird lamp that Elia got here.
It's it looks like an egg, right? Yeah. It's a lantern lamp.
Yeah. If I meet someone and they're really into lamps, all different shapes and colors, and they really know about
it. I'm
like, that is so cool. That's your shit right there.
Right. Do you remember in that very off topic right now, but that Tyler, the Creator interview where I think he's in Paris or something with Converse, or I have no idea, but it's kind of like an interview, but there's an audience of people watching.
Oh, yeah. Like the Converse series. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. And then he's taking questions from the audience. And then there's one guy who has like a crazy voice that Tyler can't get over.
Oh, yes.
He had like a beautiful, like raspy, deep, like, I don't know, sexy voice. Right. And in the question that he asked Tyler was, I want to ask you, like, what's your favorite chair?
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I'm like, it takes confidence to ask about something so random. Like everybody else would ask about so many other things like that are more, you would think, related to the conversation. But he was like, my favorite shit is chairs. I'm obsessed with chairs. And I want to know, Tyler, what's your favorite chair? And even after Tyler was like, damn, your voice is crazy, whatever, he was laughing. He's like, okay, but what's your favorite chair? Like you can just tell he cares about that shit. That's his shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you're listening out there and you have something like that, no matter how weird and random you think it is, I think it's just so cool to like share that with people.
Yeah.
If I'm into like water, like different types of water, like I don't know, like I'm getting like, yeah. But it's very refreshing.
I'm very passionate about some bubbly, like some mineral water, some
fizzy
water, different kinds. Like I can have a whole conversation. And you know what I love? I love when people get into really random ass conversations with me. Mm. Or I try to take it there and they go along with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like I remember this one time I was meeting someone for the first time. And it was a group of girls that lived together. And this was either the first or second time that we met and we're hanging out at a party or something. And I remember we were talking and they lived together, and I think they were talking about like, oh, after they worked out they had lunch together, and then they said what they had for lunch. And then I think I started asking them like, so if I ask you right now, what does she have, as in like her roommate, what does she have for breakfast, could you tell me exactly what it is she had? It's random ass shit.
I
right?
love shit like that.
But she got into it and she was like, okay, so she has this. And for me, I love, like, those are the conversations I live for, where we can have a stupid conversation about something that truly doesn't matter that much. But you can just tell that the level of confidence in that conversation is there, because at the same time, I could have asked that question and she could have been like, oh, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know if this is the best example, but I think you'd get what I'm trying to say. No,
I get exactly what you're saying. That's just such a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
About the Tyler thing, what you said about the guy having like a crazy voice, I think, yes, it takes confidence to ask a question about something that you're passionate about.
And that's actually kind of like very random in the context.
And this is like in front of people, right?
And Tyler, the Creator.
Yes. But I think why Tyler, the Creator, is also one of my favorite like artists is because he is so himself, right?
Mm.
That it took a lot of confidence for him to also just say, wait a second. Like, he didn't even answer his question about the chair. He was like, your voice is crazy, bro.
Right.
Like, that's a sexy ass voice. He kept saying that.
Yeah. And also in the same one, I remember there was a girl that said something about, like, I have this passion. I think it was like a designer in music or something. And I really want to like go for it, but like something. And then he literally asked like, why, like what's holding you back? Like, why aren't you doing it? And then she said like, I'm just like scared. And then he's like, if you love some shit that much, like why are you scared? Like just go for it. Just do it.
Yeah.
And he's one of those people that I think is so unapologetically himself.
Yeah.
And it just ends up being about like self-acceptance and being like, this is who I am. This is the shit that I like. This is what I'm into, from music, fashion, whatever you choose to do, paint your nails, do all this. Like, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
Who also has his own genre of rapping, who dresses so not like a rapper.
Yeah.
Who also, I think, he's into various different kinds of people and doesn't talk just about, like, you know, girls and big butts and that. You know, it's very, you know, varied in that way. And he's like, I'm going to just tell you and I'm going to just do me. And I'm going to be really intense in this one song and like say all this like, blah, like nasty shit. And then in this other song,
nasty shit,
I'm going to be like, and in my earthquake, in my earthquake.
Yeah.
And then wear a wig and be silly as fuck. Like, to me, that's so beautiful. No,
that's why he's like one of the dopest to me.
Yeah.
You know, and people always say, you know, me and him were like exactly the same age, right? And people, he had this one interview. He was like, people always expect me to be so like serious. Mm. No. People, for being like his age, like in your 30s, people always think that you're supposed to be, I'm a grown man, I'm serious. And there's a lot of people who are like that, which is great. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I can also just be silly, be myself, and take care of business. And he take care of a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know why I struggled to say that. But yeah, and that's the coolest thing. You can just be yourself. You know, you don't have to wear a suit all the time just because you're 35 years old.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also think
that if you are in a particularly insecure moment where you feel like you're not confident, you're not secure in yourself, one thing that helps me is counting and like taking inventory of all the things that I'm doing right, of all the things that I know right now, if I needed to do them, I could do them and complete them well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like, I could be having a day where I'm not feeling good about my body, for example, or I'm having a day where I feel like my confidence in my content creator abilities are not good. Like, sometimes I get in a space where I'm like, I'm really not confident in my videos.
Mm.
You know?
Ooh, that's...
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
Happens to me too.
And what helps me in those moments is like, instead of focusing on that, I focus on, okay, but what am I good at in this moment? Because I think what we're good at and what is working and what we feel confident in, again, fluctuates like all other things. And what helps me like take the focus out of that, because sometimes I focus so much on it that nothing gets solved. Because as I said in the previous episode, I have this personality trait where I focus so much on the problem that I use no energy to find a solution for it.
Yeah.
So that way, I think that taking inventory in the moment of like, this is not working right now, I'm not feeling confident in this, but thinking about like actually identifying what is it that is working right now? What is something that's easy for me right now that I'm confidently going through? Yeah. And then look at that and give yourself praise for that and be like, this is working right now. This is great. And I think that that can really help you. And eventually it takes energy off of what's not working and it's balancing it out a little bit. And eventually it's going to go back and you're going to feel confident again.
Yeah. Same thing with photography.
Yeah.
I posted lately. Those were the photos that I recently posted are like photos that I took a while ago. I just never edited. And I never posted them, right?
Mm.
So I was like, you know, I haven't done a shoot in a while, but let me just find a photo that I never posted.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I posted it and everybody loves it. And then I was like, you know, I want to put one of these photos in my book. And then people were like, you know, whenever the book will come out, they would love to like, you know, get it or whatever the concept of the book will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that, something like that gives me like confidence because I'm like, okay, I can, like, I know this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
So even though I went through like a, you know, like a dry spot, whatever, I know that I know earlier I said what people say doesn't matter, but when it comes to like your work, mm-hmm. and you get feedback, it's very reassuring.
Yeah.
You know, I can't deny it. Yeah, you can't say I don't care what people say about my photos, because if everybody said the shit is trash, that will not be fun.
Yeah.
You know. Totally. So comments are always appreciated, and yeah. Anyway, so same thing with photography.
Yeah.
You know.
And I just think that it's about like practicing also like learning who you are.
Like in
knowing who you are, knowing like sometimes I think some people don't even identify their identity, but they don't, they might feel like, because there are people out there that don't have a particular passion. Or particular thing, they're super like, not everybody has the passion that guy had for chairs. So when you don't have that passion, how do you still find confidence? Because sometimes you might feel, especially in this world where everybody's trying to make a business or be a creative or do this thing, and everyone's trying to like do a side hustle and all that. I'm sure that somebody might feel like, I'm not necessarily trying to do that. I don't have a calling to do that. I don't have a thing that I'm super passionate about.
Yeah.
And I can see how that can actually affect your confidence.
If you don't have a passion, I feel like you don't necessarily need...
Like, do you need a passion to be confident?
I don't think so. I've always had some sort of passion. If it's not sports, it's photography.
Yeah.
Art, you know, shit like that. But for someone who just doesn't have a passion for something specific, you can still be
I think you can still confident. Find confidence in the in self-accepting that you don't have that particular.
But you also see, if you're that person, you have to be open-minded and you have to try things. I'm sorry, because you can't go through life and just not have a hobby or a passion. To me personally, it feels like a waste of just life and like untouched potential. You never know.
I feel like as you said that, someone's listening to this and they're like, I disagree.
No, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's
but I just think that, you know, I never knew I was going to be quote unquote good at photography until I tried it one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like there's, and I feel like even with me or you, there's so many things that we never even thought about doing that one day we're just going to try it and be like, I'm actually really good at it. You never know what you're good at until you try. I didn't know I was going to be a podcaster.
Yeah, for real.
I never thought about this shit.
Look at you now.
And then now, sometimes like when we just having conversations, like, you know, off the air, it feels like we're like on a podcast, because it's like, yo, this is like some podcast shit right here.
Yeah.
So please, please, please try things.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's okay to be good at shit. I mean, sorry.
What?
I said it's okay. I meant to say it's okay to be bad at shit, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, and also if you are good at something and maybe you're dealing with, you're not sure, because we're never really sure what's going to happen in the future.
Mm,
with basketball, I didn't know if I was going to make it to the NBA or not. But I just had this thing that I'm just like I believe in myself. I moved from Belgium to the US for this thing. And you just have to believe. Obviously, I'm not in the NBA, but I'm just saying that I'm glad how things turned out. And chasing basketball and coming to America led me to finding photography.
Yeah.
If I never took that chance to come here, I never would have found photography, I don't think. Never. And that's all I want to do. I'm actually happy that it didn't work out.
Yeah,
I'm so happy.
I mean,
I love basketball, but I'm so happy it didn't work out, because what I'm doing now and what we're building with the podcast or, you know, with my photography, and I haven't even really started yet, I feel like, with my photography.
Yeah.
Even though I've been shooting for years, I feel like I can do so much more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As
you said that, I was trying to think, am I happy that my ballet dancer journey just like ended? Because when I look at where I am now in life, I am so glad of where I am. Like, I'm so happy and confident in just, like, the place that I am in my life. Which is, like, I guess, like, I'm really glad and blessed, I guess, that I can say that. Because there's a lot of people that are constantly trying to, like, figure out their path or whatever. Yeah. But I feel really confident in my path right now. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't think I've ever said this, but I am kind of happy that it didn't work out. Even though I can't believe I'm saying that right now. Because if me,
in the moment,
from 4 years ago or 3 years ago, I would have heard myself, like, I would have never said those words.
Oh, I know.
I was, like, the most hungry, passionate, like, devoted person to this craft for my entire life. But to hear myself say these things now is kind of insane.
Yeah.
But it's also so true. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought about that.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't the first time thinking about it.
Thinking about what?
Glad that, you know.
Oh, that it didn't work out for you?
And I mean, even if it did, right?
Like, you don't watch NBA games and you're feeling some type of way like
no.
that.
No. I watch NBA games because I'm like, yo, I love this game.
Right.
And this is something that I still know how to play. Obviously not at that level.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that now I have a career that's going to be, it's like a lifelong career.
Mm-hmm.
Photography and podcast. I can do this until I don't have a voice or until I can't see.
Pretty much, right?
You know, with sports, 10 years, if you're lucky.
Right.
And then after that, what do you want to do? Like, you got to look for the next thing. And yeah. Even if I were to make it, I wasn't going to be the best. Right. Like, I was just going to be like an average player, you know, which is still, it's very
you
hard
think
to make
been
it.
On the bench?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would have been on the bench and maybe play a little bit.
You know what's crazy? If I would have made it, right, I don't think I would have even moved through the ranks. I would have stayed, like, in the bottom rank.
You know, and I don't know. It's okay to be realistic. I'm really good at, like, letting go at something that I know that, okay, I'm not going to be the best at. Or, like, I hate just doing shit. Like,
I just don't always think like that it's about being the best at it, though. There's always going to be people doing it better.
There's
than
always, me. Yeah, but
It's about being at the level that you and standard that you're setting up for yourself.
Right.
You know? Because if anything, you're probably your hardest critic.
No, I am. I mean, I'm. If someone tells me right now, Yoni, you can play on an NBA team.
Would you?
I don't know if I'll go.
If somebody told me right now that I could go dance for a company, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I would go.
Don't just say that because we're on a podcast right now.
No. Like, I actually don't think I would go.
You're not
going
to go.
You know why?
Why?
Because very similar, like you, your career, guess when it ends? Especially as a woman. Probably around like 35, 38, 37.
Yeah.
So and then after that, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So and also, you don't make a lot of money. Sorry.
Exactly. No, but if we just continue, let's say you go, right? Let's say you go play...
play ballet.
You go out, you go dance. That would be, you know, let's say you dance for 10 years, right?
That's it.
And then you're done.
And guess what? Your body's fucked up from all the shit you gotta do.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just glad. Like, I'm very happy with it's. I'm not very hard to please. I want to say, but I'm also very proud of what like we're building together, like
yeah,
with my
yeah,
partner.
Yeah.
You know, and if I made it and I played basketball, whether it's like, you know, going back to Belgium or playing in the NBA here, I would have never met you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Juice would have never been a thing.
Yeah, so much would have just not been here.
Photography would have never been a thing. And those are things that we can leave behind also. You know, like photos that I take, the books, podcasts, audio. People can go back like 20 years later. Like mm-hmm. people can listen to this shit.
Yeah, our kids are going to listen to all this shit.
Yeah, which is crazy. But I think we're going to wrap it up.
It's time to say our goodbyes. But this was a good episode.
It was good. I'm so happy that I feel like I really got everything out of my brain that I wanted to say.
That's good. I always feel not paranoid, but kind of that I left out some good shit. Like, do you ever just look back or think back to everything that we talked about? And then sometimes, like, a random thought comes up and you're like, damn, I should have said that.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
That happens quite
often. Yeah, but it's okay. You know, we're going to miss things, and I'm sure I missed something on this episode at all also.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to sign up to a gym tomorrow, start working out.
Oh, also, yeah, update. I know that we said we're not gymming. I think that was a couple episodes ago. And we were in our non-gymming phase. But guys, last like week and a half, I've been gymming.
I haven't. That's all Alia.
And it's been feeling great.
I think that when we recorded that episode, it really just
motivated us
to actually go.
Yeah, I mean, you have yet to go.
I've yet to go, yeah.
Not to like put you down or anything.
Yeah, because I was just like,
I just want you to sign up for my gym so we can go together.
And also because it's just across the street.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything at all? No, that's it.
Did you miss anything at all?
No, like any ideas that I wanted to share about, like, you know, confidence and stuff like that.
Well, probably, who knows. But it's time for us to go to bed, y'all, because we also got to edit this podcast. Not tonight, obviously, but tomorrow.
Oh, and also shout out to everyone who listened to the last episode all the way to the end. And I went to the comments and I saw, because at the end of the episode, I said, if you got to the end of this episode, write in the comments, give yourself the upper hand.
Oh.
You don't look at the comments, but so many people said that.
I look at the comments because I'm scared there's going to be bad comments.
Yeah. Someone commented, they said, yeah, did you see the bad comment?
We're not getting into this right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's just because I just attach and latch onto negativity. Like,
you can get a million good comments and just one bad one.
That's the only one I care about.
Speaking of confidence, what happened? You know, you're supposed to say
shit, right?
To me, that doesn't do anything to me.
Because I just want everybody to like this shit.
Yeah, okay. But when someone wants to say that,
if somebody says something is like, oh, like this is getting annoying or whatever, I just take that as like the truth.
Yeah, because then an hour later, you'd be like, damn, they really think it's boring?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Know. Like, you don't know who typed that. You don't know what they're going through. I don't know.
Yeah, true. Yeah, okay, anyways. Guys. We hope that you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Wednesday or whenever you're listening to the podcast. But we do release new episodes every Wednesday anywhere you get your podcasts. And what, we also...
What do you do with this, like, school bus voice?
And we also post on YouTube if you have yet... to watch any of our episodes, you can find it on the YouTube, and you can also follow us at What's the Juice Pod on Instagram.
Okay, that was a great outro by Alia herself. If you want to stay connected and see what's happening in between the episodes on YouTube, follow us on the What's the Juice Pod on YouTube, and you'll see all the details, man. You know,
on YouTube,
on Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah,
too many apps. Okay, guys, we're gonna sign out. Shout out.
Shout out to, why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Shout out to everyone's dog. If you're listening, we love you. I would still appreciate all the dog photos.
Whatever you're listening to the pod, if you want to tag us, if you want to do that, we'll repost it. We love seeing y'all vibing out to the juicy vibes that we offer. What am I saying?
We offer? I think it's midnight. We got to go, guys. We love you, and thanks for listening. Midnight.
Yeah. See you guys later. Bye. You have to say bye, too.
Okay, bye, guys. Damn, the outros are always so awkward.
Awkward. People probably not listening at this point
anymore. Yeah, at this point, nobody's listening. Yo, if you're listening, just put this in the comments. I was listening. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.